My name is Dr. Ryan Sennheinrich, and I own and operate First Step Family Wellness. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything health related from the simple to the complex and get a better understanding of exactly how the body works.
Hi, everyone. My name is Abby. I'm the office manager here at First Step Family Wellness.
I'm Dr. Ryan Sennheinrich, so I own and operate First Step Family Wellness, and this is our podcast that we do with your first step, and we like to think of it as your first step to health. So we're going to talk about something that we see a lot of, and we're going to start talking about the GI tract, and most importantly, I think, we're going to talk about the stomach, why it's mostly the first thing that goes wrong. It happens in a lot of people. A lot of people take a lot of medication for it. It covers up some symptoms. It doesn't necessarily fix the problem. And if you keep going down that road, as we've seen in this practice, you're going to find a whole bunch of different symptoms that can come about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So can you start us off by just explaining like the basics of the stomach? What is it? What is its role? What does it
sure.
do?
Sure. The stomach, I think, gets overlooked a lot because it's fairly simple. So it's supposed to be where your food gets broken down by digestive enzymes, mostly protein, protease, that breaks down the protein in the food. Your body's also going to have what's called a mucous membrane, so that separates the stomach acid you produce from the wall of the stomach, so that way you don't burn a hole through yourself, right? It's not a stupid system. It's pretty smart and sophisticated. The other thing that it's going to do is with that stomach acid, it's actually going to help kill a lot of the microbes that are on like the food or the drink or anything you put in your hands, mouth, thing like that. It's a very good barrier between the outside world and the inside world, if you maintain it. But one of the things we deal with a lot is we get a lot of people that are stressed out. When you get stressed out, the first thing that goes is the lining of the stomach. You get rid of that mucous membrane, your body makes less stomach acid, not more, contrary to common belief. You actually make less. That's why it burns, because that mucous membrane is thin. And then you don't digest protein as well. When you don't make enough stomach acid, the gallbladder cannot do its job properly, and then down the line you go. So if you are to think of the GI tract, you want to think of it as an assembly line. And minus what are you putting in your mouth? Are you chewing it? The next in line is the stomach. So if that person's not doing their job correctly, everybody else down the line is going to have a harder job. So when I do, and I see some people very chronic, they almost always have the stomach that went wrong first. I had acid reflux. I took Tums, Rolaids. I'm on, you know, all of these other different medications. That's fine. That symptom may be gone, but you still don't produce enough stomach acid. You still don't have a good lining, and you still don't actually have good protein digestion. And that can lead to like a whole host of issues down the line of just being protein deficient. You get a lot of people that get their gallbladder removed because the stomach doesn't work well.
My mom.
Yeah. We see, how many patients do we see like that?
A lot.
Right? And it's kind of interesting. You can see a whole bunch of different symptoms like IBS or constipation, diarrhea, gas, bloating, all of those things. And you will almost always find the stomach went wrong somewhere with that person a long time ago.
Hmm.
So case in point, I've got plenty of patients in their 30s and their 40s. And then I always ask them, well, how long has your stomach not worked well? And you get a smile and then a kind of a laugh and they go, forever. I'm dealing with teenagers now that the parents say, oh yeah, that kid has been spitting up since they were an infant.
Oh.
So yeah, you can be 10, 12 years old and still have a very chronic problem. So you kind of have to fix that problem instead of just coating the symptom. Because if you fix that problem, not only can you deal with those symptoms, but you can deal with all the other symptoms that deal with not having proper protein digestion over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. So is this, whenever you talk about the lining of the stomach, is this what we call the leaky gut?
So the leaky gut typically is like actually in like the small intestine, but this can kind of set you up for said leaky gut.
So, okay.
Once again, let's just go with something that a lot of people know about, like gluten. Right, so they call gluten the glue because you have these little microvilli in the small intestine. Think of it like the fins in the radiator in your car. It's there to increase surface area, so you have a large area in which to absorb things. So we're just taking gluten for an example. That's a protein that people mostly can't digest well. that will start matting down those villi, and then it kind of becomes just like a smooth shape instead of like a lot of ridges. So you lose all that surface area. So a lot of those people don't absorb very well. But back to your point, you have to go back to the stomach, because the stomach is where the digestion starts with protein. And so the secret to the sauce is you have to be able to work in the stomach. So you have to use plant-based enzymes if you're ever going to pull it off, because if you use anything else, they don't work in the right pH scale. They would only work after the stomach. We got to get the job done in the stomach, and then we also have to fix the stomach. So that's where the Dr. Loomis protocol comes into place, because every single product he builds is for a specific like organ system. So his product is not only going to help reline the stomach, that mucous membrane, to allow the body to make more stomach acid, it's also going to help break down protein right there in the stomach. So when it leaves the stomach, it's already at a size that it can now go across the gut wall. So this is actually kind of another step that gets overlooked a lot, is just because you eat it doesn't mean it gets into your body.
Absorbed, right?
Absorbed. Mm-hmm. Your GI tract is, let's go stupid simple, is a tube inside your body. It's not technically in your body if you eat it. You have to break it down and pull it into the body. Now you can actually use what you ate. So this is where stress is a big deal, because if you get stuck in sympathetic dominance, most people that work a job in America, right? Your body is stuck in fight or flight, which means you do not care about digestion. You don't, your body doesn't care about a lot of things. It's ready to either fight or run. That's it. So you have to get yourself out of that and then help with digestion and then drive it into the body. And then you have something you can actually use. Hmm.
Can you go into a little bit more how stress in particular affects the stomach?
Yes. So a lot of times the first two organ systems that get beat up under stress is the stomach, mainly the stomach lining, and the adrenals. So you'll get a lot of people that have to do coffee. I see tons of people that deal with fatigue because they're like, I have to have the coffee, versus I would like to have a cup of coffee. Like, that's, there's a big difference between those two.
It's like a daily habit versus just like occasionally indulging.
Yes. It's a, I have to have it to even get to work. Or I have to have it at work, keep going to 5 o'clock. The reason why the stomach gets beat up and why the stomach lining is because there's a lot of amino acids in there that your body can use very quickly for energy and to like replenish other stuff. So it's going to steal. You also have to be comfortable with the idea that your body will steal from itself to maintain itself in whatever conditions. So now we're kind of jumping off topic, but if you go long enough, you'll see a lot of women in the osteopenia, osteoporosis group, because they're not, they don't have enough minerals actually in the bloodstream. So the body will steal it from the bone to maintain it. So here's a fun little trick if you want to do it. Science experiment. Go eat a bunch of sugar, or let's go with chocolate. If you collect your urine, you'll find a bunch of calcium in your urine. Your body will dump calcium when you do that. Once you're done eating that chocolate or sugar or what have you, your diet soda, all you diet soda drinkers out there that almost always end up in osteopenia and osteoporosis, your body goes, oh crap, I just dumped all the calcium in my blood, but I need to maintain that ratio. What do I do? Well, I'm going to go get it because I have to maintain the blood, and it's going to steal it from your bones. And it's going to do that over and over and over again until you thin your bones.
Crap.
It's physiology. It's just what the body has to do. So if you understand how the body works and then you see symptoms, you can understand how to like go backwards and then fix the problem. So like even women with osteopenia, we've actually helped gain a little bit of bone mass back, because you get rid of the ability for the body to steal the calcium, and now you're getting more calcium into the body. And now we're back to the stomach, because you have to have enough stomach acid to absorb calcium in your B vitamins.
Right.
So I know I'm going way in depth with this, but if you look at like Tums and Rolaids, what's the one thing that they've added as they've had that product out? They add calcium. because long-term use of that was bone thinning and people fracturing their femur heads.
Wow.
But here's the fun part. You will never get any part of that calcium that's in there because you're lowering stomach acid. You have to have stomach acid to even pull it in to use it.
To absorb it.
To absorb it. So when you take that, you're, oh, I've got calcium. Goodbye.
Just gets peed out or something?
Gets peed out.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, what do you recommend for the people who really like their diet soda or lots of sugar?
Well, so here's the fun part, at least with the sugar. The diet soda is harder. With the sugars, a lot of times people crave sugars because they don't digest fats and proteins well. So we call them sugar bears, where they always say, like, I got to get the sugar. I've got to get the sugar. And then they beat themselves up because they're like, well, I'm not strong enough to say no to sugar. It's not that. It's that your body has nowhere else to go. So think of the only way you get nutrients is fats, carbs, and proteins. If you miss out on good protein digestion and your stomach doesn't work well, so it doesn't let your gallbladder work well, so now you're missing out on fat digestion, you are only left with one other option. Sugar, carbs. So a lot of times when you help them digest and you help them absorb, their cravings typically change.
Wow.
So I've had people that are like, I hate steak. Okay. But when you actually get them to digest it, then it doesn't sit on them and they don't feel poor when they eat it. So they actually start to crave those things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're almost always going back to the stomach to at least start. It almost doesn't matter how acute the problem is or how chronic a person is. You almost have to start at the stomach to let the body show you what's the next step.
Right. I remember that actually whenever I had my first Loomis exam. I'm pretty sure you did my first Loomis exam actually, and you went through and you were like, you said something about, I was lit up like a Christmas tree. Like all kinds of stuff was lighting up everywhere in my digestive system. But you were like, let's just hold everything for a minute because we're just going to focus on the stomach, give you some time to rebuild that lining, and then we'll see if all the other stuff still lights up. Because basically, if you're absorbing enough in the beginning phases of digestion, then some of the other stuff will fix itself, basically.
Yeah, so go back to the assembly line. Let's say I'm at the beginning of the assembly line, you're further down the line. Let's just go with somebody who has constipation. Everybody wants to go and yell at the large intestine for the constipation. That's not always the case because if you're used to me handing you a certain size of something and all of a sudden one day I change it and the size that I hand you is 5 times bigger, does that make you bad at your job?
No.
No, you're still good at your job. You're bad at dealing with the thing I gave you. And so whenever you deal with the GI tract, even if somebody comes in and goes, I have no stomach pain, nothing like that, but I have large intestine issues. I still have to start with, what are you eating? Are you chewing it? Does the stomach work? Does the pancreas work? Does the gallbladder, does the liver, does that system work? Does the small intestine work? You can never just jump to the large intestine because you don't know who's screwing up on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So kind of like back to your point, I've seen a lot of people that have stomach issues and they light up like a Christmas tree. But you fix the stomach and all of a sudden, oh, the biliary system seems to be working better. Oh my gosh, the pancreas seems to be working a bit better because it's not so stressed. Oh, the bowels are already changing. So you don't have to throw a bunch of different supplements at all these symptoms when you can backtrace it to where the cause is. So a lot of the things we do here is you have to find the cause. If you don't, you're not going to know where to start and you don't know when you're finished. So that's the beauty of the Loomis exam. It tells you where you're starting and it gives you a thing you can check to know when you're done. Right. And when you're done with that, then you get to move down the line and see where other things have gone wrong. But you'll be surprised at how far you get by fixing that.
Wild.
Yeah. And we get to do it every day here. So like I said, I just had a person in here today with a follow-up. He's got all these GI issues and he's had it for like 15 to 20 years, right? All these diagnoses, he's got IBS, well, he's had a bout of constipation, he's got diverticulitis, he's got, you know, all of these things, gastritis. But when I did the exam, the number one thing that showed up was the stomach. We had to work on the hiatal hernia a little bit, but But when we fix the hiatal hernia, yeah, that's right, fixed the hiatal hernia, because that can be done, and then you repair the lining in the stomach, 90% of all of the other stuff down the line works much better.
Wow.
So you don't have to chase all this stuff. You can just find the cause, use one or two things, and you're not taking 15 different supplements.
Wow. Wild.
Physiology and chemistry. That's where you have to stay. You gotta stick with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't lie to you.
So off the top of your head, do you, can you explain any of, like, because I know the enzyme blend that we prescribe to people here is not only digestive enzymes, but it also has some herbs, like some
yes.
soothing herbs in mm-hmm. it as well. Do you know anything about those? Can you share anything about that?
Yeah, so his product is very unique from a couple different aspects. So number one, it's plant-based enzymes that can work in the stomach. So let's just go with the stomach because that's what we're talking about. Along with it, if you look on the back, you'll see supplements. The beauty of that is those enzymes in there are enough to break down all of those supplements down to a size that will automatically go across the gut wall, even if your GI tract is trash. Okay? That's a big deal, because if your GI tract is trash and you just give supplements, good luck. Because you still have to break them down, you still have to absorb them, and then you can use them. So we're already making the assumption your GI tract doesn't work well. So you might have good supplements, but you feel no different than all the people, on TikTok, take this, it'll fix that. Maybe for some people that can actually digest and use it. If you're not that person, you have to go this route. So on there, you'll see those supplements, and those supplements are also there to help repair the lining in the stomach. So to get some of those amino acids, and like, I think there's like willow bark and some other stuff. Don't quote me on that one, but there's marshmallow root, things that help that. But that's to repair the lining in the stomach. The reason you do that is now you have a better barrier, less acid reflux like symptoms. You can make more stomach acid. You kick on more digestive proteases in there to break it down. Now you're getting way more out of your food. You don't have to do all this supplementation if you get way more out of your food.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So if you're ever going to try to get a good idea of where your health is, you want to get your GI tract working well and then figure out what you need to supplement with. Don't do the reverse, because you will drown in how many supplements you're taking and how expensive it's going to get, and you're not going to feel much better. Mm-hmm. You're going to be feeling like you're keeping your head just above water, spending $300 or $400 a month and no end in sight. Mm-hmm. When you heal the stomach lining, you have to give less, and then people typically continuously start to feel better, mm-hmm. to where they're actually getting out of the lake that they were drowning in, mm-hmm. instead of just keeping their head above water.
Yeah, it happened to me. I mean, I didn't even know I was drowning either, mm-hmm. but I had always had like some just stomach pain, like, you know, just little things throughout my childhood and early adulthood. And it wasn't until I started taking the stomach enzymes, STM, that I actually started noticing that I was not getting those little occasional pains after I would eat, or like kind of grumbly feelings or feeling bloated and stuff. And so it kind of just started shifting, but I didn't even know that I was underwater until I started taking the enzymes.
Well, and most people don't realize where normal is, because mm-hmm. they've always functioned under normal.
Yes.
And so as their body breaks down, if it breaks down slowly, they will be okay, because that's just their new normal. Mm-hmm. It's only when you actually start to fix things and heal things that people get to experience stuff that they haven't experienced either ever or in a very long time. And they go, oh, crap. Wait, that's how good I can feel? Like, that's what energy feels like? So, I mean, the number one symptom we deal with now is not pain. It's fatigue, right? Mm-hmm. People are so stressed. The food system is not great right now. Like, you have to overspend on things that should be kind of basic necessities to eat, let's be honest.
Right.
And they just feel like they're like having to work a second job, which is figuring out what to buy and how to shop and all this other stuff, where if I can at least help you digest it, even if it's not great, I can still get you better. Mm-hmm. Now back to like the diet soda, there's no bringing you back from diet soda. Mm-hmm. It's too acidic. It puts a strain on your kidneys. It puts a strain on your lungs. there's too much sugar in there. There's no fiber in it to slow it from getting into your bloodstream. You get the diet sodas, so they're fake sugars, so it throws off the gut function. Like, it does so many different things that it's very hard to overcome that chemically and get somewhere. Think of it like a treadmill. You're drinking diet soda, that treadmill is running fast. I can only get your body to run so fast. So one of the tricks is, how do I get you to run fast, but how do I slow the treadmill down? And you kind of have to do both of those to get somebody better. A lot of places don't worry about how fast the treadmill's running, they just try to get you to run faster. But man, if you're doing some certain things in your life, like you're the Red Bull drinker or the energy drinker, and you're using all of these crutches to get your body going, that is getting that treadmill to run very fast. And it's hard, if not impossible, to overcome it unless you start to back off some of that stuff. But it can be done. I mean, that's the thing you have to realize. No matter how bad you are, if you are not broken, and by that I mean all the blood work is bad, you show up on x-rays, if you're the person that goes, I feel like crap, but nothing shows up on any of that stuff, good for you, because you're not broken, which means we can work with you. If you are flat out broken, where your blood is all off and all of these things are off, you're probably going to need medical attention. If you're the type of person that has had your blood work run and nothing's really showing up there, you're told that you're normal, but you don't feel well, then we're probably the place you want to come find. So what you're looking for is a person that's going to look at the entire body. You have to look at the physical stress on the body. You have to look at the chemical stress on the body, which is the entire GI tract, from what do you put in your mouth to what's coming out the other end, and everything in between. So that's how we start with every new patient, and that's how we get a lot of these complex patients better, where they haven't had success in other places, is because you have to treat it all as one, not bits and pieces and parts. You can't separate it. So that's kind of the little bit of the secret to the sauce, is just understanding how it all functions together and how they can all play into one another.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing today. This has been super enlightening. It's really cool because I am the office manager here, so I get to take a lot of the phone calls and see a lot of these patients who are super complex. You know, everything is falling apart, it seems, and then they come here. We just slowly but surely, with this, lay a foundation, I should say.
Yes.
And then from there, it's like, all of a sudden, they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, getting excited about how much they're feeling better. And, you know, eventually they get on a plan with us here because they're like, they see that what we're doing is so helpful. So it's super awesome. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. And thank you for being such an advocate for a healthy digestive system.
Well, I enjoy doing this. So if anybody has any other topics that you want us to talk about, if you want more GI stuff, or you want, like, just to talk about like other complex cases, to really get a taste for how complex it can get, but kind of how simple the answer can be, which is kind of more mind-blowing to people, that you don't have to do as much legwork as you think you have to, we can do that too. So it just depends on what people want to hear and want to see, because we were asked to do this, and we'll keep doing this until you stop watching.
Thank you guys for joining in today. You all have a lovely rest of your day.
Bye.